In this review, I will talk about a digital dictation recorder. There are actually two categories of digital voice recorders available these days. The first sort is for making short notes. These recorders are already quite popular with blind people. But it is not so easy to make longer recordings which require some editing with these machines. For instance, it is quite difficult to listen to the end of a recording with the digital recorders from Sony or Voicet. Therefore, a couple of companies make recorders which are especially good when one wants to make longer dictations, in which errors have to be corrected, and into which one sometimes wants to make insertions when something was forgotten while the first version of the recording was made. The company with the best of these recorders, in my opinion, is Olympus. They manufacture such devices since the mid-90s. Their DS2000, which I will review today, is quite special for blind people because it provides a vast amount of beep tone feedback. For every key press, it emits a beep. There are quite a few different beep tones for errors, going backwards on the card, going forwards on the card, etc. While the DS2000 uses a menu system to adjust some settings, all the basic functions like overwrite, insert, append, or make a new recording can be executed without having to use the menu. There are also mechanical switches to adjust the microphone sensitivity and to switch the voice activator on and off. The DS2000 uses a smart media card to store its recordings. When one uses standard quality, one can record up to 2 hours with a supplied 16 megabyte smart media card. The recorder can handle cards up to 128 megabytes. There are 3 folders in which one can record. To make a new recording, one re-enters the folder into which one wants to record and then presses the record button. This would be totally unacceptable for a note-taking recorder, but for this machine, with which one appends to a recording much more often than one creates a new recording, it is okay. So I will now press the folder button 3 times, which will change to all of the 3 folders. And at the end, it brought me back to the first folder. For every press of the folder button, there is a high beep tone. And now I press the record button. This is a new recording, and I will demonstrate how it sounds when one switches from record to record pause mode and back. I will now press the record button again to pause the recording. And whenever one does that, there are 2 tones, so one can easily recognize that the recording was paused. And when I want to resume the recording, I just press the record button again. And this time, it didn't give any beep tones. So when one resumes a recording, there are no beep tones, but whenever one pauses it again, these 2 tones can be heard. I have now resumed the recording and I will stop it. I have pressed the stop key. And now I am at the end of the recording. Unlike the note-taking recorders, the DS2000 does not go back to the beginning of the recording automatically when the stop key is pressed. This recorder works a bit like an analog tape recorder. So, if I would like to listen to the end of this recording, I can press the back button, then wait for a couple of seconds, and after that press the play key. I press back, and now I press play.
One pauses it again. I've now resumed the recording, and I will stop it.
So, that was the end of this recording. The back button rewinded the virtual tape, so to speak, and the longer one lets it do that, the more of the end of the recording one gets to hear. Very tapish. But since this is a digital recorder, there is of course a way to go back to the beginning of the recording quickly. First, I could have pressed the play key while I recorded the file. This would have stopped the recording. The DS2000 would have skipped to the beginning of the recording immediately and played it. But now it is too late for that. To go to the beginning of a recording quickly, one simply presses the back button twice. There was the high tone again, which indicated that the machine was rewinding, and when I pressed the back button a second time, there was a lower tone, which indicated that the DS2000 skipped to the beginning of the recording. And if I now press the play key...
This is a new recording, and I will demonstrate how it sounds when one switches from record to record pause mode and back. I will now press the record button again to pause the recording, and this time it didn't give any beep tones.
The recording is played from the beginning. If one presses the back button more than two times, the recorder jumps backwards from file to file. I press the back button, and these low tones indicate that one is at the beginning of a file. The same algorithm is used when one presses the forward button. I press the forward button. There is the high tone, and then there are lower tones, although not as low, as when one goes backwards. Now, I would like to audibly cue through a file. I will go to the end of the folder by pressing the forward button a couple of times. Now I will go to the beginning of the last file by pressing the back button two times. I will now play the file.
This is a new recording, and I will
demonstrate... And press and hold the forward button. So, one can also audibly fast forward, and this works exactly the same when one presses and holds the back button while a file is playing. To append to this file, I can just go to the end of it, listen to the last words I said, and then press the record key again. I press the forward button. Again. Now I am at the end of the recording. I press back. At play.
The recording, and I will stop it.
Okay, that was the end of the recording. I now press the record button. This gets appended to the recording. I have pressed stop, and now I press the back button.
This gets appended.
Now I want to go back a bit more.
I pauses it again. I've now resumed the recording, and I will stop it. This gets appended to the recording.
So, those were the last words of the first recording and the newly appended stuff. Now I have enough of that file. I would like to delete it. But first, I would like to make sure that I am at the right file. I'll go back to the beginning of it and listen a bit.
This is a new recording.
Yeah, that's the one I would like to delete. And I will now press the delete button twice. If one does that while in stop mode, the file gets deleted. Very easy. I will now make a second new recording. I will press the folder button three times. And now I press the record button. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I left out three numbers, which I will now insert. I will go back to the beginning of the recording by pressing the backward button two times. I will play the file.
1, 2, 3.
I have paused it by pressing the play key, and if I now press the record button, stuff gets inserted. It's really easy. The algorithm is that if one records from stop mode, the DS2000 overwrites, but if one does it from play pause mode, stuff gets inserted. I press the record button. 4, 5, 6. I press stop, and I will now go back to the beginning of the file by pressing the back button 2 times, and now it sounds like this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And now I would like to override the 4, 5, 6 with its German equivalents. I go to the beginning of the file and play it.
1, 2, 3.
I have pressed the stop key, and when I press the record button while in stop mode, stuff gets overwritten. 4, 5, 6. I go back to the beginning of the file and play it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So one can really override in the middle of a recording, and the rest of the recording doesn't get chopped off, as is the case with many digital note-taking recorders. This, of course, also works when one wants to override stuff which is at the end of a recording. So if I make a mistake, I can just go back a little and override it with a corrected version. This little machine really is a kind of small word processor for audio recordings. There are things missing which I'd like to have. For instance, one cannot partially erase in a file. This is possible with the DS3000, which is even more expensive than the DS2000. And the DS3000 doesn't give as much beep tone feedback as the 2000 does. I also had the chance to play with the DS330. This Olympus voice recorder is much smaller than the 2000 and the 3000 because it doesn't use smart media cards. It uses built-in memory, but the DS330 doesn't emit many beep tones either. So the DS2000 is really quite unique. In the DS2000 package is a software CD-ROM, which I couldn't install on my own. I had to ask somebody sighted for help. A program called DSS Player Lite was installed. DSS, Digital Speech Standard, is the audio format that DS2000 uses. With this program, one can play the recorded files from the DS2000 on a PC, and one can also save them as WAV files. As much as I know, DSS Player Lite is also downloadable via the Olympus website. The DS2000 uses the conventional smart media card format, so if one wants to use a USB multi-card reader on a PC, one can use every appropriate program like Explorer, 4DAW-CTC, to transfer files. That's it from me for today. One last thing. I have a mailing list for voice recorders on the net. It's relatively quiet at the moment, 2 or 3 messages per month, but there already were quite interesting discussions on this list. And if you want to subscribe, you can send a message to voicerec-l-subscribe@freelists.org.